Hey guys, what's going on? Master Al here. So I'm going to make another podcast slash video for you guys. Well, clearly, I've been getting what I said I was going to do 2 or 3 months ago when I say I'm going to create a little bit of controversy when it comes to weight loss. So a lot of my competitors, a lot of the world, period, they have you going to this calorie deficit, which is good for you. You need that if you want to lose weight. But then they have you doing it in a way where you're miserable. I'm telling you, you are miserable. I seen guys and girls eating egg whites until they're puking. The amount of egg whites these people make them eat is ridiculous. So I created something saying, well, it's very simple. At the end of the day, it's a numbers game. And the numbers game is simple. Every single one of us has a calorie budget, meaning you need to know how many calories you need to burn on days that you are working out, which those days you can actually consume more calories. And then you also need to know how many calories you shouldn't exceed on days that you are not working out. So all of us, first of all, you shouldn't be working out every single day. I mean, you really shouldn't, because your body does need a couple of days off in between just so you can repair, heal, and give your body rest so you can continue working hard and building more muscle and eliminating the fat. But the thing is, the average person eats in a certain way on days that they work out, and it's completely fine. You can do that. But then they go and eat the same exact way the very next day on days that they're not working out, days that they're not burning as many calories, and that's what the problem is. So I started this diet about 2-3 months ago when I was telling people, listen, you can actually have a donut. You can actually have pizza. You can obviously have ice cream. You can do all this. And boy, have I gotten shit about it. And it's okay, because controversy is a beautiful thing, you guys, all right? There's people that like black cars, and there's people that like white cars. There's people that have red cars and gray cars, and it's all good. That's what makes this beautiful, this world a beautiful place. So I'm actually happy when I hear shit on social media, and sometimes it's even my own members, where they say, oh, I don't know about this pizza, this donut, this ice cream, blah, blah, blah. And I'll say, look, have you seen me gaining weight? Have you seen all the members of Club Raw Fit losing weight, being extremely, extremely happy? I mean, who cannot be happy having a freaking ice cream cone on a nice, beautiful, hot day? And you know that ice cream cone is not ice cream. I keep saying ice cream. Ice cream cone, you know, is not going to hurt you, that you can actually have that ice cream and you still can have such amazing results by doing everything else right. You know, I love when people tell me, you know, what you're eating is garbage, blah, 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 blah. They only see what I want them to see. They only see when I post the picture of the diet, the donut or the pizza or the ice cream. You don't see what else I'm eating. You don't see me when I'm eating fish, vegetables, you know, my fruits. You don't see the rest of my meals. All I'm doing is showing you that you can actually have these craves during the week. And once you give yourself, you allow yourself to have the crave, whether it's a donut in the morning or a slice of pizza, because one day you say, hey, you know what? I'm tired of eating quinoa. I'm tired of eating this. I'm tired of doing that. I'm actually craving a slice of pizza, that you know in your heart, I don't have to hide. I can still have that slice of pizza, look amazing, build muscle, and still look great and not gain weight. I took the stress away from people. I can tell you, I have so many people from other facilities in the area. And the one thing they say to me, besides thank you because I lost weight and I look amazing, is you took a big, big load of stress that I was carrying on my shoulders for the past 6 weeks, 8 weeks, a year, 2 years while I was at this other location. I took that away from them, because there is nothing better when you know you look amazing, when you know you can still work out, not like a gym rat, but you can still show up to work out 3 to 4 times a week. And you can come 5 times a week if you want. If you like exercising that much, why not? You know, I'd rather you come and work out for an hour a day than going to the bar for an hour a day. You get it? So one is going to give you good benefits. One is going to actually destroy you. So all I'm saying to you is, I've taken so many people's stress out, where they look at me and they say, holy shit, I didn't believe this was going to happen. I didn't think this, I was going to lose the weight. And somehow, the thing is like a miracle. The thing is like a magic sauce, but it's not. It's the numbers. If you can go online and say, how many calories do I need to burn on days that I work out, and how many calories do I need to burn, or my body burns, just by being alive and breathing. And once you find out that calorie budget, once you know what you can exceed and not exceed, you are golden, my friend. So this podcast was not about telling you this and convincing you that in pizza, donuts, and la la la, and ice cream is good for you. All I'm saying to you is, those are the three things that I crave all the time. Sometimes in the morning, I need a little sugar, I need a little something in me, I need a little boost. So I'm not going to go for a five-hour energy boost and drink. I'm going to go get a freaking donut. You know, I get a nice donut, I like my Colombian coffee, I'm going to go and have my cup of coffee, and then I'm going to go and hit the gym real, real nice. I'm going to go and do my spin class or my weightlifting class or whatever it is that I'm doing for the day, and I feel really, really good about myself. At the end of the day, like I say, it's my calorie budget. So I know on days that I work out, me, based on my age, my height, my gender, and my weight, I know on days that I work out, I need to burn about 2,900 calories. I mean, I can actually put in 2,900 calories. My body's going to burn, between me being alive and me exercising, depending on the exercise I'm doing, about 2,900 to 3,000 calories. Well, let's do the math real quick. A donut, the worst donut out there, is 450 calories. But let me just round it up real quick. So let's say it's 500 calories. Okay. Two slices of pizza, they are 285 calories each. But let's say it's 600 calories. So I already got a donut and 600 calories with my two slices of pizza. And ice cream. I usually don't do all three in one day, just so you guys know. All right? But let's pretend I'm being stupid and I'm being silly and I just want to prove a point. And I have done that, by the way. So between ice cream, a small ice cream cone, it's about 500 calories. My donut is another 500 calories. That's 1,000. And my two slices of pizza is 600 calories. That's 1,600 calories. I technically still have 1,400 calories more to go that I can actually eat other things. Trust me, after you have a donut and a cup of coffee, after you have two slices of pizza, after you have ice cream, believe me, you're not that hungry. But let's pretend you are. You can still go and have all the meals. You still got 1,400 calories left in your budget that you can go out there and spend. So, and again, this is me being completely, completely bad, having all that stuff in one day. Now, when people go on my weight loss challenges, all I ask is, I say, look, you are going to have some cravings, and I'd rather you have a controlled craving than you getting up at 11 o'clock in the middle of the night or 11 o'clock at night or in the middle of the night, and you open the fridge and you are eating like there is no tomorrow. You're eating like food is going out of style, because at that moment, you have zero control. Really, and I'm telling you, it's happened to me. I know it's happened to you, because you know, how do I know that? Even if I don't know you, because you're human just like I am, and our behaviors are very much alike. So I'm telling you, when you allow yourself willingly and to go in the morning and grab that cup of coffee and a donut, you know you can't screw up the rest of the day. You already have your fix for the day. When you know that you went and have two slices of pizza, you're not going to come home tonight and have another two slices of pizza or have two hot dogs for dinner or a hamburger. You know at that point you already had the fix for the day. So I'd rather you screw up on purpose, because at least when you screw up on purpose, you're still in control. You are still very aware of what you're doing. It's the people that eat egg whites, the people that eat the quinoa, it's the people that eat this shit all day long, every single day, for 7 days a week, for 30 days a month, for 12 months a year. Those are the people that, let me tell you something, they lose their weight. And yeah, I get it. You're losing the weight. But when they, when life hits them, when some shit happens, when there's something going on in the family, when somebody gets sick, or God forbid, when somebody dies in the family, or God forbid, when somebody's ill in the family, all that egg whites and quinoa and this and that, that shit goes down the drain. You are going to eat hospital food. You're going to be eating out of that the freaking vending machine. You don't care anymore. And I promise you this, and it's happened to all of us. I know it's happened to all of you guys. So guess what? I'd rather you screw up on purpose, because when you screw up on purpose, you are still in control. So now let's talk about the next subject. The next subject is talking about dinner. Here's my belief, and here might be here's another controversy for you guys. So they say breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Yes and no. Some people, I don't eat breakfast. I can still perform really well without breakfast, but I do know a lot of people that if they don't have a little something in the morning, their performance at their workout routine, actually, it's less. It's not as effective. Not effective. I shouldn't say effective. It's not as severe. It's not as strong as when they have a few calories in them. I just want to share something with you guys. So in January 1917, it was a very famous guy by the name of John Harvey Kellogg. He's the one who created the saying, breakfast is the most important meal of the day. I wonder why. Oh, I get it, because maybe he sells cereals. It's like me saying, Master Alba, my name is not Master Alba anymore. I'm going to change my last name to, empanadas, I guess, because I'm Spanish. And I'm going to tell you that having empanadas in the morning is the best thing in the world for you, because empanadas are good for you. So let me brainwash you, convincing you that empanadas in the morning is the best shit ever and that you should do it. You're going to be healthy because empanadas in the morning is the best meal of the day. Well, I hope you guys understand how we have been brainwashed by big corporations, because we have. All right, guys? There was a time when we says fat makes you fat. Fat doesn't make you fat. Okay? Carbs make you fat. And carbs are actually good for you. You just need to monitor how many carbs you need to consume for the day. Again, you need to understand your calorie, your macros. You need to understand what is the budget for the day. Don't exceed that budget. You will be fine. Treat your macros, treat your calories, treat your intake as money. You cannot possibly have a budget of $200 and you're going to spend $300. Now you're in deep shit. Same thing happens with meals. If you have a calorie deficit or your budget for the day for calories is 2,000 calories, well, don't go and eat 2,800 calories. You exceeded the amount of calories. Of course, you're going to get fat. It's as simple as knowing your numbers. Okay, so here we go. I believe very strongly, and here's another controversial shit for you guys, because I love controversy, but it's okay. You know what? Because some of you believe the world is flat, and the rest of us believe the world is round, but it's okay. That's the beauty of, I guess, freedom of speech. So here's the next controversy. I believe very strongly that the meal, the one meal of the day that is making you the fattest, that is making America fat, it's actually dinner. Dinner time. It's not your breakfast. It's not your freaking donut in the morning. It's not your two slices of pizza. It's not your ice cream in the afternoon when you pick up your kids from school and your kid is looking at you and say, hey, can we go for ice cream? And you're like, no, we got to go home and eat quinoa and egg whites, all right? Kids don't want to hear that shit, okay? So all I'm telling you guys is that everything in moderation is great. But I can tell you one thing right now. The meal, the one meal that is making you fatter every single day of your existence in this country is dinner. We eat late. We eat the wrong shit. And I get it. We have a crazy lifestyle. Americans have a crazy lifestyle. We're not like other countries where people actually go home in the afternoon, have a nice early dinner. They can get to take a little nap. They get to spend a little time with their family. We don't have that lifestyle here, unfortunately. We are a working capital, a working country. We work. And you know, the funny thing is, it doesn't matter how much we work. You know, it seems like the more we work, the more we spend, the more we spend, the more work we are. And, you know, we don't have a good grip on this shit. But all I'm telling you is this. Eating late at night, eating the wrong shit at night, eating the amount of food that we eat at night is dinner and is what's making us fat. So there you guys. Now let's hear all the haters go and start talking shit about what I just finished saying. And I welcome every single comment. I really do. I think when I debate against someone, I love the fact because I can have facts with this. I can tell you that most people will have a 300-calorie breakfast, but they'll have a 1,200-calorie dinner. And then here's the best part. So they eat dinner around whatever time, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. Some people even having dinner at 9 o'clock at night. So if they eat the wrong shit, and they eat shit that has a lot of calories, and then they go to sleep. And then when they go to sleep, you're not burning that many calories. Yeah, your body's still working and digesting the food that you just ate, but you are better off having a 1,200-calorie breakfast, okay? Because at least you have all day long of activities. You're walking around. You're getting in and out of your car. You're standing, up and down from your chair if you have a desk job. You know, you go to the gym. So eating early and eating more during the day is better for you. And eating a nicer, smaller, controlled, healthy, low-calorie dinner will do you better. So if you want to test me this theory, do it, because I promise you, I will win. Don't change nothing in your life. Just change your dinner. Start eating a healthy dinner at a reasonable time that's early enough, preferably 3 to 4 hours before you go to sleep, and make sure that your dinner doesn't have more than 800 calories. And I promise you, this one switch alone will make all the difference in your life. Test me on it. I almost put money on this deal, because I can tell you, if you start making that just that one simple change, you will lose some weight. All right, guys. So here's the another controversy. So donuts, pizza, and ice cream. I already got all kinds of shit about it, and I'm happy about it. You know why I'm happy about it? Because only mediocre people will argue that point, especially when I have shown you the facts. I have shared the numbers. I have telling you what calories should be in and out. And when you still argue that point, it only tells me one thing. You're ignorant. You're still brainwashed by all this shit, things that you read out there. But why don't you give it a try and see how you feel? Now, don't get me wrong. If you're not allowed to have donuts, don't. If you are an addict and you like food and you love food and you say, hey, if I have that slice of pizza, I'm not going to stop at 2 slices. I'm going to eat the whole fucking pie. Then don't. I'm not telling you that this is the way you should do it. All I'm telling you is that I'm doing something that most people crave, which is pizza, donuts, and ice cream. I love Oreo cookies. I'll prefer to have 3 Oreo cookies instead of a donut. I'll rather have other things instead of maybe the ice cream. You know, all I'm saying to you is that those are the main 3 things that we like to consume, that when we see other people having a slice of pizza, we're like, oh, shit, I would love for a slice of pizza. When you see somebody in a nice hot day having ice cream, you also want to have an ice cream. In the morning, when we have no time, when we literally just wake up in the morning and are rushing on our way to work or school, isn't it easier to just pull over to a Dunkin' Donuts or your favorite donut shop, get a donut, cup of coffee, and just keep going? All I'm telling you is that there is ways to enjoy life a little bit better, and you do have to make sure that those meals that are not the best meals in the world, I call it empty calories, that those meals all somewhere during the day, you actually balance your nutrition by eating other healthy things that do have a lot better, more nutritious things to offer to your body. So all I'm saying to you guys is the following. A donut's not going to make you fat. An ice cream cone is not going to make you fat. 2 slices of pizza is not going to make you fat because you're still under the calories that you need to consume for the day. Do consume all the healthy stuff that is good for your body that has better nutrients. But if you're craving that pizza or that ice cream or that donut, do not stop yourself from doing it. Again, if you cannot have sweets because maybe you have health issues, well, don't go and eat the donut just because I'm saying eat a donut. I'm not a doctor. So if you think I look like a doctor, well, thank you, but I'm far from a doctor. All I'm telling you as a fitness coach is that when I do the numbers, and again, I not only do the numbers, I've done it on myself. I have been the guinea pig of my own beliefs. And we have done now a challenge that out of 21 people, 17 people lost weight. All right. And how is 17 people losing weight doing exactly what I told them? You know why? Because they did exactly what I told them. You can have your pizza, you can have your ice cream, you can have your donut, but you also have to make sure you combine those things with all the healthy foods and meals during the week. And then that way you can balance everything nicely. So again, today's topic is about dinner. Watch what you eat for dinner. Try to have a smaller, healthier dinner that is about 3 to 4 hours away from bedtime. All right, guys, that's it for me today. This turned into an 18-minute podcast/video. I hope I can help you out, guys. I'm not here to make you fat. I'm not here to hurt you. I don't sit on my desk and figure out what can I say to people to convince them to do the wrong thing. Trust me when I tell you, I love when people say, holy shit, I was a little skeptical about your approach towards me losing weight, and I trusted you. And I love when people tell me that because the end result, a month later, 2 weeks later, 6 weeks later, when they down 10, 15, 20, and even 30 pounds, they're looking at me and they say, I have no idea how I did it because I've been eating very, very, very clean all the time. And I'm lucky if I drop 2 pounds a week. And you know what, guys? There is always a way. And I'm telling you, the numbers never lie. So I promise you, if you're going to screw up on purpose. At least when you screw up on purpose, you are in control. That's it for me today. Have a wonderful Tuesday. Today is August 14th and it's about 6:30 p.m. And the reason why I say this date is because in the future, when you hear this thing again, this recording again, you know how new or how old this recording was. I'll talk to you guys soon. And until next time, see ya.